Welcome to the Tina Marie 477 show. Today I want to talk to you about autism, how autism affects the different family members in different ways. For myself, I would say basically it made me a stronger person. It pushed me to my limits, and I'm still growing to this day of dealing with the autism of my daughter, who is now 15. In the beginning, I felt broken. I cried a lot. You know, it was just so hard to take in, you know, considering this was my first child and not knowing what I was walking into. There was no handbook for me. There was really no experience with special needs. I was just basically learning as I went through the years of my life, and let alone trying to keep the relationship that I had going. And seeing how it affected my husband, you know, it broke him down just as well. You know, it was like we almost shut ourselves off from society because we felt like there was not really many people who understood us, you know, what we were going through, or let alone who wanted to even be a part of our world, you know, because of our daughter's meltdowns and stuff like that. You know, it was like, how do you connect with other people who don't even understand and who are into what you are going through? It's like typical children and your child are two different worlds, you know? I mean, there are people who are kind enough to invite you to the birthday parties, and you know, it's really nice when you see someone reach out like that. But at the same time, you don't want to feel like, oh, it's because, you know, your child is autistic that, you know, you were invited. They were trying to be nice, you know. And, you know, sometimes you get these crazy little thoughts, you know, because obviously you're going through a lot and you're not really sure how to deal. And then when you do see parents who are going through the same thing you're going through, it's like you want to connect with them, and you do at times, but sometimes you don't really have the time to get togethers and stuff like that, you know, because obviously you're preoccupied with your own life. You know, it's hard to find the time until later on, you know, as you finally grasp that what your life is and a new direction and grow from that and take it. And I can't say not everyone really survives it, because there are a lot of people who are really, really stressed out there who have special needs children. It makes me really sad to see that they had a bad day, you know, and things didn't go according to what typical life is and they couldn't deal with it. And, you know, they take it out on the child or whatever, you know. It's just, it's really hard, you know, to deal with this sometimes. And not everyone is as strong as what I would consider the typical person who can actually deal with this diagnosis or any kind of diagnosis, Down syndrome. You know, it takes a lot, you know, of you inside and outside, you know, physically, mentally, to take it all in. But one thing I can say that I've noticed is that my daughter, who is now 10 years old, she has developed anxiety because of all the stares that we have gotten, you know, being out in public with my special needs daughter, who will sometimes make sounds or just the standard of awkwardness of toe walking, you know, is, you know, it's like she's going to obviously attract attention. You know, we stand out, like it or not, we stand out sometimes. And so my daughter has obviously developed, you know, a sense of anxiety, and now she's going through anxiety as a normal part of life whenever we are in public, because, you know, even my husband, he's going through anxiety because going shopping with kids, let alone a special needs child, you know, teenager, She's walking up ahead, not paying attention, because she's looking around the store, which is great and all, but when she's not paying attention and we're preoccupied with other kids because we're trying to remember what's on our shopping list and things that we actually got to do, that we're trying to actually accomplish in this day, So my husband worries that, one of our kids is going to get kidnapped because, we're preoccupied looking in every directions. We have three kids, so obviously, they're all going to do different things. They're not all going to focus and stay with us. We're like those helicopter parents. We just love our kids a little too much, I guess, And that's who we are, and that's what we do, because in this day and age, there are some weirdos out there, You can never, never, ever be too safe with your kids, And that's who I am, and I'm not going to back down of being that helicopter mom. So, like I said, this autism, it doesn't just affect the person itself. It affects everyone because we have adapted our life to fit her needs, her wants. And she's gotten better, but she has her moments and stuff, and every person who has this diagnosis, they're not all talking and or not all of them are raging out in anger and physically hurting themselves or others. There are different levels of this diagnosis, and some days you have good days and some days you have bad days. You do the best you can and you just go with it. So basically, I'm the head of the household, and I have to be strong enough for everyone, And sometimes I get really exhausted, of doing all of this, and that I realize sometimes I forget to take care of myself, But this is my family, and I don't see anything different, This is my life, And I have no regrets of having my daughter, I accept her and I love her unconditionally, and this is who we are as a family, And it's kind of scary because it's just like, what happens down the road, for her? Tina Marie 477. Sorry about that. That was our dog who we adopted from the shelter. So apparently she's very protective and she's a good girl though. So she's just looking after us and guarding the front door. But anyway, back to the subject, how autism affects everyone. Basically, like I said, we rearrange our lives to the suit the needs of my daughter, things that she likes and things that she can cope with because of her, abilities to actually handle all these sensory issues. But like I said, in the beginning, it was the hardest thing because she was still adjusting to everyday life. And there were things that she would become so upset by and still does to this day. The one thing which I have no idea why or what she sees and feels on this one, but I do the best I can to understand her world. SpongeBob, for some reason, she cannot see that show. And the song will break her down into tears. And so when that comes on, when the threat of that comes on, my kids know, the typical kids, they know they better not even play that show, So they are cut off from that show, Because my daughter will go into a meltdown and just cry for at least an hour. And basically what I do is I give her a bath, just to calm her down and start her whole day over again, I have to basically find out, what makes her feel better after a meltdown. And sometimes there's nothing you can do for the meltdowns that they go through. You just gotta let them go through it. And then afterwards, they find whatever that makes them feel good and they come back out refreshed, you know. But like I said, my daughter, she goes through the meltdown for at least an hour and she'll be rubbing her eyes and, you know, just closing her eyes, pinching herself, you know, sometimes scratching her hand. Not really major violent outbursts, but just mainly trying to close off, you know, everything that even sounds or, you know, feels any kind of sensory overload, you know. She'll close the door and just cry herself to sleep sometimes too. So these are the things that bother her. But before it was so much more, but this is the one thing that is still the same to this day. And she actually likes SpongeBob. She just can't handle it. It's just too much. It's too overwhelming for her. And like I said, for the typical kids, you know, it's hard to explain to them, your sister's having a meltdown. Please turn it off, you know, lower it, whatever. So, in some ways, you know, some kids will actually be better people. And in some ways, some are annoyed because they don't like the changes that they have to adapt to. And it can be a lot on a family, you know. And it could build, you know, emotions of, you know, resentment, you know, towards that person because of that person going through what they're going through. We all have to adapt our lives, you know, to meet their needs and to make them feel better. And it probably makes, you know, I would say the middle child feel less special, you know, like they get less attention because the younger children get more attention because they're the youngest. And, you know, the middle child somehow gets left out, you know, caught in the middle of everything. You know, it's like, where is their place, you know? I try to, you know, make my typical children all feel equal and loved and everything, you know, but sometimes I do, you know, unaware or aware of it, what I do and say, hey, you can't do this because of your sister's, you know, autism thing. It's hard, you know, to have this life and to make these changes, you know. Not everyone is understanding, and eventually, you know, everyone comes to terms with it that this is our life, you know, this is who we are. But I'm just glad that even though it was hard in the beginning, towards this point of our lives, you know, we're finally getting out again. You know, we're finally getting out to where we could do things, you know, we don't have to, you know. Say, hey, I'm sorry, we have to leave, you know, because your sister's having a meltdown, you know. So, just want to say for those of you who do have special needs, you know, person in your life, you know, try to hang in there. I know how hard it can be to adapt your whole world to this person's needs, you know. So, just hang in there. I mean, I know the things that you go through and stuff. So, if any of you want to leave a message or just show your support, please do so. I totally appreciate everything that you guys are doing. Just listening in, you know, it counts, it matters, you know, to let me know that you're there and you're supporting me, you know, in this journey of my life, my world. So thank you for listening and have a great day. Tina Marie 477.